The vast majority of public, private, and charter elementary schools in California will need permission to resume in-person instruction this school year. It applies to schools located in one of 38 counties on the state's coronavirus watch list due to increasing infections. Those schools can reopen if they meet with parents and faculty and update their site-specific safety plan to meet specific criteria. State epidemiologist Dr. Erica Pan describes what that criteria is.
They will want to be assured that the site-specific plan has a lot of detail about how they're going to make sure that kids are in cohorts, which is small, stable groups that are not mixing with other groups, that there are safety plans in place for health screening checks, for face coverings for all, and they have strict face covering requirements to comply with our state public health department requirements around face coverings, and many other things in place that they're planning and prepared to respond for any cases of COVID-19.
Kindergarten through sixth grade schools must also comply with guidance from the state and Centers for Disease Control. Then they can apply for a waiver through their local public health officer to resume in-person instruction. Those waivers only apply for kindergarten to sixth grade because health officials say those students are less likely than older children to become infected or transmit the coronavirus. But schools in counties that have had 200 cases of coronavirus per 100,000 people over 2 weeks should not apply for a waiver. 14 counties in the state are in that category, including Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Bernardino, with several others just below that threshold. LA's school district is the nation's second largest, with nearly 735,000 students. It's already announced it will start the school year with only distance learning in 2 weeks. The district announced it had hammered out a tentative agreement with its teachers' union on how distance learning will be carried out, which includes set school hours online. The district also plans for providing at least some classroom instruction if it receives a waiver. State public health officials also issued guidelines for youth sports programs that effectively bar competitions, tournaments, and assemblies by school teams and club and recreational teams. Practices and conditionings will be limited and ideally should be held outdoors, the guidelines say. Last month, the California Interscholastic Federation, which governs high school athletics, announced fall sports season would be pushed back to 2021. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KPFA.